You know what? Dallas is among the top, well, Texas, the top five states with the highest black population. Oh. It's California and Texas, Georgia, mm-hmm. New York, California, Texas, Georgia, New York, and it's somewhere else. I forget the last state. But yeah,
black,
I think
it was, it's not, oh,
I think Dallas, I think Texas was the biggest.
It's not Florida or something?
Florida.
Yeah.
Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those were the
Florida
five states.
Really black.
Yeah.
Yeah. Florida. Yeah, Texas is too, man. It's a different energy out there.
It is. It is. Dallas, Austin, and Houston.
Yeah.
Popping.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Especially poppin'. Austin, right? As of lately. Austin,
oh, yeah, yeah. Austin's on the Austin. Yeah.
Last time I was in Austin, properties it was going up. Crazy amount
they got,
of black people.
Because they got like five comedy clubs on a one block radius.
Yeah.
Like you can literally walk, hit, like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah.
I ain't been yet. I'm ready to
I love it. I want to go down there for 2 weeks and do a run down there.
Hell, let me know. Yeah. I'll run with you.
Hey, man, listen.
I got my New Balance on right now.
Hey, we get an Airbnb.
Let's
Airbnb
go.
Is cheaper than the whatchamacallit.
I go have skis.
Tom Bell got a he got a ranch down there. He got a nice little ranch down there. He got some land. He got some acres.
When you leave LA,
hey, listen, bro.
All of that is possible. Right?
Listen, man. That's you know what I'm saying? And you save dumb money because there's no state income tax in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
So you just paying federal.
Oh, okay.
You say, I mean, I know a couple of homies, I ain't gonna put their business out there, attach their name to it, but one homie said he saved about $120,000 in 1 year from moving from LA to Texas on state income tax.
Unbelievable. Yeah, there's a lot of comics that do that. They'll base themselves in those cities and then just come here when they need to. But you have to be so established to kind of.
Yeah, I think, to be able to do that, to have those phone calls and emails sent to you in the first place.
Right.
But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm to hear more.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
And this is another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Hey, hey.
Very special guest. We was just talking to him. You know, beforehand, ladies and gentlemen, he's a stand-up comedian. He's a content creator. He's a show producer. Originally from Shreveport, Louisiana, by way of Dallas, by way of Chicago, L.A., and Brooklyn. Damn, ladies and gentlemen, we got Charlie Wilson, last name Wilson, in the building.
Charlie Wilson.
Hey, girl.
My name's Charlie. Last name Wilson.
Yeah. All
kind of, first of all, shout out to Charlie Wilson for coming back, reviving his career, being relevant. This man has songs with some of the hottest rappers. Got some dope tracks with Don Oliver,
Tyler.
Tyler. I mean, he's just, the way that
he did Coachella
the new school
recently.
Has embraced him is so beautiful, man. But that also just goes to the artistry and the mastery that he has of his artistry, because he has a sound that so many people want to tap in with.
Is there any relation?
No relation at all.
Are you sick of this?
Nah, I'm not even sick of it. It's cool. I think it actually worked out because the success of his career and him still being relevant makes it really easy for my name to kind of stay easy to roll off the tongue.
Yeah.
And it's easy conversation starter. You know. Now I'm kind of out in these streets a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, you know, it was just new for me.
Yeah,
I made my high school sweetheart a long time ago, but now... You know, I'm kind of out here again in an odd way. But it's that icebreaker. It's like Charlie Wilson, because people first, they question it.
Yeah.
Your name ain't no Charlie Wilson. I'm like, is that some shit I'm going to lie about? Really?
Out of all the
Come
people.
Come on, man. Really?
I'm going to lie about being a 72-year-old man?
Stop.
Is
that what
Wilson.
I would lie about?
That's funny.
Stop it.
But it's dope, man. We're glad to have you on the pod, man. We got some dope stories. Just to give you a heads up, we do this intro song, and it's different every time.
Okay.
Different beat. Different rap, different rap style. Sometimes we sing it, sometimes it's reggae.
Take the jacket off.
But what happens is I make the beat, Pat will kick off the rap, and then he'll pass it to you. And basically all you're trying to do is rhyme at some point in your verse. Scary with something like, damn internet, you scary. Got a bad bitch named Mary.
Uh-huh.
Got a dead uncle named Larry. Hey. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be. And let me emphasize this. It's not good.
Yeah. It's never good.
We're not going for good. We're going for fun.
Perfect.
It's just a
That's
fun
icebreaker.
Get.
That's exactly what you're going to get.
Like, we're on the same page then. this week, let's try. I did Mario Brothers last week. This week, I want to try. I would have been home working on some beats, and now I'm forgetting it. But let's go with some old Dr. Dre.
Okay.
Chronic, how's Chronic go? I can't. Every time I get here, no matter how much I practice, I always start blanking. So I'm just gonna do an old school hip hop beat. We'll just do that.
You know what? Can I have a suggestion?
Yes.
So Charlie is in The Empire Strips Back, Star Wars parody, burlesque show. I'm not sure exactly what he does there. I know he's Lando Calrissian.
Yeah.
Oh, you Lando?
I'm Lando out here.
Damn.
Talking to
Wait, is this the one that's on Vine?
Not on Vine.
Okay, because I know they were doing one on Vine.
Yeah, we were there. So
like Vine in Hollywood.
Yeah. We just left. We were there for 8 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to San Diego next. So I'll go to San Diego Wednesday.
And you're going to be down there for how long? Because how long is that?
8 weeks. It's 8 week residency there.
And they're going to pay for you to stay down, or you have to drive back and forth?
So I'm going to probably commute. This is the first time on the tour that they're not putting me up.
Oh, that's trash.
So yeah, this is the first change. It's been almost 2 years.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, we'll keep in touch because I'm going to definitely crash here.
But I would say maybe the Imperial
The rebellion in this bitch. It's Darth Cloud. We about to rap real bad. Let's go. I'ma keep it really real, son. I'm just chilling here with Charlie Wilson. I'm about to bounce the track like big old titties. This nigga here lived in every damn city. So I'ma go ahead and pass it off so I can chill on the beach like David Hasselhoff.
Yo, internet, I hope you ready. It's Charlie, he pulled up, he stayed ready. Damn, the internet, damn, now you know you scary. Man, I stay ready, no titty. Man, pass the bitch to Clatch and Cloud. Walked in here smelling loud.
Low key, this beat is kind of hard.
I was just listening. I was like, hey, it's kind of tight.
It is, right? Metro Boomin on the beat, right?
I was trying to get some other sounds, but I couldn't. I had no time. I was going to do pew, pew, pew. I was listening. I was like, this is kind of cool. It's a nice little pocket.
What kind of helmets do the stormtroopers have on that they always miss it? Like, is it blocking their eyes? Are they not trained well?
Is poor training?
I think it's poor training.
Yeah, because they don't really practice but like marching.
It's not even close. You ever see like Han Solo running away? It's never like pew woof. It's usually like bam, 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 hitting the ship around him and stuff.
They shoot it like a black person. They'd be like
to the side.
Oh, it's called the Empire Strips Back. Okay, tell me everything.
So imagine a burlesque show,
right,
with Broadway production. You know what I mean? Great musical tracks. Dance performances are great. The dancers that are on the show are great. So one of the dancers, he performed with Kendrick Lamar last year on his performance out here.
Pop out.
Yeah. So best dancers in the industry for sure.
I'm seeing the show. So I'm Solo doing this.
Yeah. So you come out and basically like, and then so now we're gonna follow our fearless heroes
like
into
that.
The next galaxy.
Something like that. Something like that. Yeah.
How does it work? Are you stripping?
I'm not. Okay. Ladies, that's not what I do.
Who is stripping?
So technically not stripping, obviously, because it's burlesque, but there is
removing.
But there is sex. It's a sexy show.
Because these stormtroopers don't got no pants on.
You're gonna see some skin.
These stormtroopers.
Matter of fact, just come.
On.
I think when you try to set the show up, I do. But I got y'all's tickets if y'all want to come.
I want to come check it out, Diego.
These are some sexy looking stormtroopers. They got
stormtroopers.
They got body
with breasts.
Now, what's also something to keep in mind is each show looks a little bit different. Mm-hmm. So our cast is a little different. So we did a show in Atlanta, so we had a little bit of an Atlanta cast. We had D.C. D.C. was a little bit of a different cast. It's a little bit of a seasoning wherever we go.
But you stay.
I'm staying. So I kind of move around.
How does that work? Because you're Lando? The main characters stay and the stormtroopers are swapped out?
Yeah. Basically,
but you see Darth Vader is a woman.
Oh, wow.
Black got some things on him.
But again, the who you're going to see in Diego is different. So that Darth Vader was with us in 20, on the last tour.
I'm so fucking mad. I didn't know you was a part of that, man. I walked by that so many times. I walked Hollywood a lot just to get my 4 miles in. And I would see that, and I'm like, man, I want to go check. And then Breakfast Club was right across the street from there, and I would go to Breakfast Club to meet people for meetings and shit.
Yeah.
I had no fucking idea.
We got to tap in.
How does Star Wars feel about this?
So the show's been successful. We haven't had no issues. I think we do it right. Yeah. So it hasn't been no issues.
Problems,
And what's crazy is there's a tour going on. When San Diego opens, we got Houston. There's a show, tour in Houston going on. And Miami is about to open. So there's three different tours going on at the same time.
Oh, so there are other productions that are moving around too.
Exactly. But they went to
Paris.
I was like,
Paris. I thought. I was like, damn, y'all hit all these places.
Mexico City just opened.
Do they need the sign off of
Mexico City? Because it's fucking fire.
Do you need the sign off of Star Wars? to do this?
It's a parody.
No, so it's like they did Back to the Future show, like a Broadway show. They have all of these productions that
shit was,
you know,
fire. They had the DeLorean homage on stage. It was actually rolling back and forth, and at the end of it, the DeLorean flies over the fucking crowd and back toward the stage and off.
I don't know how the fuck they did it.
What, they like took the wires off so it could drive?
Bro.
Tahir rented a DeLorean.
I did. For the ride. I fucking love that. It is the most impractical car ever.
I hear it's like a, in terms of just driving, it's shitty.
It's shitty. The bad shocks, bad design. The gas tank is actually inside of the hood. And the hood is actually the trunk. There is no trunk. So the it's like
so
a front.
It's like
a
blow up.
But it's only like, 8 inches deep. And so it's awkward to have to like, because the if you pop the hood like this, the hood's like this, the gas tank is right here. So you have to come in and then hold it at a weird angle.
That's awful.
The AC usually doesn't work. The shocks are shit. The window only rolls, if this is the top of the window, it rolls down to here. It doesn't roll all the way down. You can't really hear the radio unless you have an aftermarket system because the road noise is so loud.
You gotta take that to Pimp My Ride.
Bro,
have them redo
really
everything.
And that's standard. No, they did do one too. West Coast Customs did do one for Will I Am. He had a white
on Pimp My Ride?
I think they just took it to him after the fact. I went and saw the video on Facebook. Fire. But yeah, I love DeLoreans, but the most impractical. So and they don't even go 88 miles an hour. Top speed on a DeLorean is 80 miles an hour.
88 was in the movie?
Yeah.
So are y'all down with the electric?
What? Like
you know how they aren't they remaking
Yeah, I would fuck with
it. It don't look as it looks too modern.
Yeah.
It don't look like that vintage, but I mean, compared to what Tahir just said, I think I would rather do that. Can we see the new electric DeLorean?
Yeah,
let
me pull it up.
It's got the Gulfwing doors too. Nice. And I think they might have had two different types, so. But this shit is mad expensive.
More than the DeLorean was?
Yes, way more. Well, I don't know with inflation.
Yeah, it does look like the future.
But yeah, that's the one.
That don't look like it at all.
Nah, man.
I like how they're trying to keep vintage alive and with cars. Like there's like a new electric version of like the 70s. You know,
Bronco?
Not the Bronco. Like those square cars.
Which one is this?
The Studebaker type of joke?
Can I see what that is? It's like it's like them Vice City cars that were really popping back in the day, but they just brought it back.
I stopped on Studebaker. So
that's hard.
Oh, that was a tough.
I was talking about like the super square Vice City cars. I don't know. I don't have enough information to
that's
really.
Okay. Let's see. The internet got everything.
I think it was like a. Oh no, that's just the video game. That's the video game.
It
do look like that though.
That's an old Mercedes.
Okay.
It's kind of like that, but they have a new electric version that's like bringing that
style
they're back.
Bringing that back, that old, was it a Lincoln? It was a, let me see what that joint was. I had just looked it up.
Maybe if I think I threw you off with Vice City.
Okay, but I know, but if it's in there,
it might be a Buick.
Oh, it could be. Those are some old cars.
It was.
A Buick Riviera?
Electric. Nice. Old school.
Yeah, I'm a car dude too, man. I was in a car business for like 20 years, y'all.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. That's the last job I had, I was selling Range Rovers.
Yeah, you tell us.
You tell us. What car is he talking about?
I don't know what he talking about. Yeah.
What kind of
all
cars?
All my years of experience.
I think it's this one. Was it this one, Pat? This is that old school Honda that's electric.
Okay,
yeah, so they're bringing this back.
Okay,
Yeah.
What's that called?
It's a Hyundai. It's an old school Hyundai, and it's supposed to be like this the retro electrical. Yeah.
That's retro electric. That's
that
fire.
Shit look amazing.
Yeah.
People will buy that.
Like them old detective movies and
shit. Yeah.
That's the one right there.
What have we got on the case, Sam? So you hop out of
there. Yeah, it is right there.
You got that car come with a cigarette.
Yep. The Heritage Series. Yeah.
That's clean as hell.
That's nice. We got to finish our online escape room. The Miami Vice joint.
That dude remind me of it. That's like baller now, and I feel like it was regular back then.
This is the old school one of this other one, and this is the new version. That shit crazy.
That's what I was hoping the new DeLorean. Right.
The Honda's Envision 74, hippie. Wow. You'll pull that one up.
Honda Envision 74.
Man, everything old is just fresh now.
I feel like it was just.
It's the cycles, man. Everything goes. Like, you saw Kendrick.
With the bell bottom.
With the bell, with the boot cut. Yeah. But I said last night when we were at the, because we were at the Super Bowl party together, and I was like, I'm telling you, bro, bell bottoms is gonna be in this year. Yeah. It's not gonna be as like tight around the thigh area, but it's gonna be like yeah, regular hugging. Fit on the thigh. Yeah. And the bell bottom is not gonna be as flary, yeah. but it's gonna have a nice cut.
Jeans.
It's a boot cut, yeah.
Yeah, and people keep calling it all kinds of things. They're it like, do look like a bell bottom, yeah. but I'm like, those are boot cuts.
If you don't got boots on, it look like bell bottoms.
Bell bottoms are tapered until it flares.
Only. Big flare.
Yeah, and then boot cuts, they gradually go out. But I think that they're going to change it to, like, they're going to bite more off the boot cut this year, fashion-wise. And I'm just predicting this, but just watching how everything goes in cycles, it's time for it to come back out. And Kendrick just gave it the head nod, now I'm telling you.
Oh, those are going
to
be huge.
All the gangsters are going to be pulling it up to... Forever 21, yeah, man. I'm looking for
that show. It's going to be return of bell bottoms / boot cuts and long cars. You're going to see a lot of people bringing out, like, the old school Lincoln Town cars, them old, what they call them, land yachts, the old school Cadillac Eldorados and stuff like that.
Though. Oh, yeah, that car that Kendrick was on at the opening of the show.
The GTX,
the opening scene.
I saw this video about how hard it was to find that because when the album dropped, the sales for the GTX went up. And everybody was,
it's a dope car.
Grandmaster.
Never heard of it. Yeah.
So the sales went up crazy. Everybody was trying to buy them up. So they talked about how hard it was to actually find that one.
Right.
And then once they found it, they had to, like, you know, amend it and
gut it.
They had to gut it.
So to fit 30 dudes in there.
Well, they were running up.
No, they were running. I could tell that was a staircase. But the GNX, like, people started buying them so much so that the Super Bowl one, they couldn't find it because of the album.
They couldn't find it because people started buying because of the album.
Damn.
Once the album dropped, the sales went up. People went on eBay. People went on, what's the other spot? I bought cars off of eBay and Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
My Chevy Nova, I found that on eBay.
This is Instagram?
Not eBay, Instagram. There's a guy called shout out to the homie. This is free plug. Mr. Cali Booker. And he's basically a booker. People pay him to post their car on his page. And then you have to contact the seller. But, like, look at the price of that, $189,000.
Yeah, they were already high.
They were already high before.
Right. That was 40.
Because of the motor in it. And they were, like, limited developer.
Right.
But so now, it's an actual good car?
Oh, yeah. It was,
but
it was
look
a
at
muscle
the
car.
Miles on this
60,000.
4,600 miles.
Oh, that's crazy. That's, but see, here's the thing. You got to read that, like, go deeper, because they might have swapped the engine on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it might be 4,600 original miles on the engine that they put in it. It's could a dope be a replaced car. Or rebuilt engine.
I really wish I grew up with a dream car.
But it's the thing, it looks so much like a Regal. It's just more powerful than a Regal.
It seems more boxy.
And the body kit, they kind of have like the kit, the bumper, the little cosmetic.
The wing on it,
But you can add that stuff in probably.
You really could.
Black it out.
Yeah, Regal is, you can get a Buick Regal easy. That's But it's exactly the same car, it's just a different engine.
Damn. I wish I had. Did y'all have like childhood dream cars?
Nova. I've
like
always
like
loved Novas.
Can you pull up a Nova? Well, I don't know.
That's the car that I drive, my green old school.
I had to see that too, man. That sounds, I love those cars.
Yeah.
Oh,
Nova
that's nice.
SS.
It's green?
My uncle, yeah.
Oh,
it's like it's like a split pea
a
green.
A Chevy.
Like,
oh,
but it's,
fire.
It's mean,
let me see a
bro.
Pig,
bro.
Oh,
I got
yeah,
you.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
But that, tough, so bro. The Nova used to come boxy.
That's
the square
what that
one
is?
At the top. Yeah, that's a square Nova. That's back in like 60s when it was like that.
Yeah.
Then it switched up. I had the slant back. Slam back coupe.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah, those are tough, man. I definitely let me see that thing.
Damn, I'm gonna just lie and say that I used to like this car. I want like a dream car, and I'm gonna just lie and say I've wanted.
I've
it since
always
I was
wanted
a little
one
kid.
Of these, right?
Yeah.
This was my first car.
That was your dream car? Or that
no,
was
no,
your
my
first one you bought.
My first car
was what?
Because I lived in the country, so I bought it for like $200, a Chevy Chevette.
Oh, Chevettes, yeah.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. Depending on the.
You bought it for what, $60?
No, like $200.
Oh, I was like, okay. I was like, damn, it worked.
I think the reason why cars looked cooler back then is because we got too efficient, and now they're like using a lot of cheaper materials like plastic and stuff. Because like when I was in high school, my girlfriend had one of them Mustangs that were all metal, and like slamming the door, it felt like crazy.
So that's old school. I switched the wheels on it, but
this
is what I had.
That's tough, bro.
Pat, what was your first car?
Oh, that's the answer.
I got a gold Civic from my grandma.
Do you remember the year?
Gold Honda Civic. Shoot. No. It might have been like a... Because I drove at... It might have been like a 95 or 6.
Okay. Yeah, about this time.
Ooh. Yeah, look. I mean, it was probably a little newer than that. It might have been like a 97 or 8. But it had a wing on it, which made it look newer. Like, it looked cooler. Yeah, it was that one. It was the... that one. Yep. What year is that?
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's I had it, but it was a worse color than that. It was like champagne. That shit, that color that was popping back in the days. All old people loved champagne, oh, yeah. And that's like the worst color you can get a car now.
Yeah.
Why?
And I also had a white Civic.
People call it just like old people color.
I hate white. I do not like. I'm not a fan of white vehicles. I call neither. Them corporate white. They it's are. Like a corporate fleet vehicle.
And it looks ugly immediately. Like, you wash it, it looks good for 2 days.
Dusty. Yeah. I had a Honda Accord wagon.
So that was your first car?
No,
oh, like
my
oh,
first car. So my first car was a Subaru wagon, right?
Okay.
And that motherfucker was running. I got everything together. Actually, it came pretty much good. All I had to do was replace some fluids and shit like that. I'm driving on a highway. Mm-hmm. Probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks after it. I stayed in one of the neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
where is this at?
This is the north side of St. Louis.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but motherfuckers was notorious for doing shit to people's cars. So I'm driving on Highway 70. I'm heading east toward my mom's crib on East St. Louis. Fucking somebody had loosened up the bolts on the front wheel. Ooh, I'm driving. I'm doing about 70.
Not
70.
Even to steal, just to sabotage?
No. Just sabotage. It's just like one of them cities.
That's crazy.
I never driving like that.
My car goes, doo, 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 and I see the tire go forth and bounce backwards.
You see it rolling away?
Boop, boop, boop.
Wow.
Car goes, boom, 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 boom. Hit a light post. Dang. Flip over 3 times, hit the light post.
Dang. You saw your tire leave?
Because the tire, when it comes off, it right. Hit basically the top of the wheel well. Boom. Yeah. But bounces forward and then bounces back.
I had a similar situation happen, so he is definitely not playing with my first car.
Yeah.
Very similar story. So I guess I came off a little bit spoiled, right? Mm. Because my mom and my dad, when they divorced, they both remarried. My mom remarried a dude, Freddie was his name, old school Freddie, had a little curl. I was like, Mama, this your dude? This who you with now?
But Freddie,
but Freddie worked at General Motors. You know what I'm saying? Freddie had a good job. That's what I had so right he got there. The Chevy Avalanche when it came out.
Ooh, I love that one.
And he upgraded my mom's car to the new Cadillac CTS, the new when they did the redesign, mm-hmm. The first like
four-door, like badass sedan.
Yeah, so I got my mama's hand-me-down, the car that she had before, which so happened to be a 1993 Lexus ES300.
Ooh, Lexus.
Black. With the gray bottom.
Yeah, the ES so was the big boy too.
Yeah.
That was the family car. That's the big boy. Yeah.
Black, just like the third one out there. Yeah, or the first one. Yeah. So black windows was tinted. So this is me, like junior year in high school, right?
Oh,
but I had a cassette player. But you know, back in the day, you had the CD player connected to the tape player, right?
Yeah.
So you had the tape player, then the wire to the CD player. So I had my Mike Jones, I had my speakers in the trunk. And I'm rolling to school. So I'm feeling like the man, right?
This was 2000.
This was 2000 and maybe like 3. Because I graduated in 04 high school.
Okay, so I was 02.
So it's 03.
Okay,
so I'm pulling up to school, bumping. I'm like, oh, man, I'm just in a good space. But now, I'm like, this car is cool, but I want to add some rims to this guy, right?
Yeah.
I ain't got no money. But in Louisiana, there's always like a little, you know, little hood body
shop.
So I went to a little hood body shop that I used to do some work from. He's like, oh, man, you need some rims? I got you, girl. So he's like, what them 3-4-5 university? That is me, you know, trying to think they assess in my car.
Yeah.
So he got some rims on another old school car out there. He was like, hey, tell you what, man. You know, he had the little cigarette hanging. Yeah. Tell you what, you can get these right for 400. I was like, 400? I was like, rims and tires all 4 round? I was like, shit, do it for 3. He said, deal. But I looked at him, they had acid kind of spilled around. He's like, yeah, man, the nigga who had them, his
nigga
ex threw some acid on the rims. And I was like, man, you can barely tell. Go on, throw them hoes on the car. So me and my homeboy, we tightened the rims, taking my factories off, putting them rims on. Me and my homeboy, now I'm riding back to the house. I'm like, oh, man, you can't tell me nothing. This may be like the second day of having them. I'm rolling 18-inch
Diablos. The mechanic
Diablos.
Making you switch it is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I'm feeling good, bro.
I just want to remind y'all, you say, I was a little spoiled. I ain't had no money. He said 300. I said, cool. You just had 300 at a 17-year-old?
Yeah, I was working, man. So that's one of the reasons I ended up moving to Texas. I was working like 2-3 jobs, you know what I'm saying, early. So I saved my bread. I was cutting grass. I worked at restaurants and shit. I put everything I had and got these rims. And the second day of having them, I'm on my way to the house. I'm rolling clean for a minute. Then I know it. I see that front tire go forward, bump to the back. I'm riding down the road on my street on my way to the house. The wheels tow up.
Mm-hmm.
Now I got to call
my mama. You kept driving after you saw the tire?
No, I just was.
You're trying to stop.
But
like, if you stop too hard, like if you hit the gas, what happened when I did it? As I hit the gas too hard and I tried to like swerve, but me swerving and the balance of the car already offset like that, flipped it at that speed. So you don't like you,
Flipped the car?
Yes. The car rolled three times when I hit that light post.
Oh, it flipped?
Bro, like. Into the light post.
With you in it?
Yeah, nigga, I was driving.
Holy shit.
That was a Subaru, though. That was a Subaru. That was a safe. That's
Subaru,
one thing about
Subaru
safety.
Force. Legacy. Yeah. I'm sorry. Legacy. Subaru Legacy.
Yeah, yeah,
damn. And it was up there. The hippie had it up there. But yeah, yeah.
I didn't flip over, but I was still scared. And I had to call my mom and tell her the car she just blessed me with is on the side of the road now. You know what I'm saying? It was messed up. So yeah, that was a tough conversation.
When a car has one wheel missing, is it's still able to balance, or is it kind of like weirdly?
It falls forward. Yeah. It falls forward.
Yeah, it fell forward.
So was it scraping against the?
When the tire bought mom, I heard boom. So now you're
riding on the
concrete.
Axle. Yeah, you're riding on that axle.
Right. Okay.
Where the space is, yeah. So holy it just can shit. Do damage to all of that.
What was that?
I was just prepping something while you guys are talking because Charlie has a podcast kind of page.
You got the Charlie Brown.
Good grief.
Yeah, so this is a mix of Charlie Brown and Lando, the character that I put on the Star Wars show. Yeah. So I combined the two forces.
That's great. That's great.
With this little project I'm kind of working on with the Good Grief.
Yeah,
Good Grief is the name of the podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't put it into development like I want to, but it's been in my heart for years. So I was like, let me start. So I was able to just kind of do some impromptu interviews with people. I did some online interviews with people. But it's around mental health. It's about having kind of those in-depth conversations.
Oh, besides, Good Grief.
Hey, fam. Exactly. Rather than just, hey, man, how you doing? All good? What you got going? It's like we usually just go our separate ways after that.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to kind of have those beyond surface conversations like, yo, what else are you carrying? You know, what else are you dealing with? Mm-hmm. How are you coping with all of that? What helps you? You know what I'm saying? So having those kind of conversations about taking care of ourselves, especially for men and black men, I feel like that's very important.
I want to
develop that. Right. Yeah.
Are we talking about taking care of yourself, man? Let's just take a moment and highlight and appreciate the good folks over at Blue Chew, right? Because I love the fact that Blue Chew is putting their money where its mouth is. They give you a month free of Blue Chew. I think that's better, right? Go. Now, for those that don't know, who have obviously been living on a rock because we've been talking about Blue Chew for the last 5, 6, 7 years, it's very simple. If you don't know what it is, Blue Chew is a chewable tablet that has the same active ingredient as Viagra and Cialis at a fraction of the cost, and it's chewable. These tablets are amazingly fantastic for me. You know what I'm saying? I can only speak for me, but I can also tell you that I've been taking Blue Chew since we've been talking about Blue Chew. So that's about 6, 7 years now. Pat as well. I still am subscribed, all right? And that's not coming from them directly. I'm paying for that. And people can ask me all the time, does it work and all of that type of stuff. Listen, man, all I can tell you is that if you had a pair of tennis shoes that made you run faster, jump higher, dunk effortlessly, you wouldn't get rid of them. You wouldn't stop wearing them. And that's how it is for me with Blue Chew, okay? Blue Chew won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. That's the mission. And that sounded wild as hell, but that's what they put in the copy. That's what they want me to let you guys know. So I'm telling you guys, that's what it is. Blue Chew tablets are made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. And you can take them anytime, day or night. So you can plan ahead or you be ready whenever the opportunity arises. And the best part is that it's done all online. This means that there's no doctor visits to a doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And we can all relate to wanting to feel more confident, especially in the bedroom, and Blue Chew can help. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just wanted to take this time right here and let you know that we got the special offer for listeners out there. Try your first month of Blue Chew free. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. We thank Blue Chew for sponsoring this podcast, and we thank you guys for checking them out. Fellas, look at me. Real quick, do it. You understand me? Do it. Thank me later.
Do that.
I mean?
We've literally heard zero negative things.
Damn.
And that's just honest, guys. Like,
Blue Chew is it right now. I'm not even gonna lie, Blue Chew is really it right now. I feel like I've put a lot of people on and they've never turned back. Same with me. All right, what we got next? This is actually one of the craziest stories I have heard in a while, which is saying a lot because all we do is search for crazy stories. So in New Zealand, apparently there is a man who is an acting wizard. He was being paid $368,000 a year with the city, right?
With the state.
Okay. So the whole New Zealand is a state? Yeah, it's called state appointed, but it's a country. Okay. So the official Wizard of New Zealand was perhaps the only state appointed wizard in the world. And he was just fired. He was been cast from the public payroll. And this was a 23-year legacy. He was being paid $368,000 a year. I don't know if it was like that for the entire 23 years.
$16,000 a year, a total of 368.
Oh, a total across 23 years. Okay, okay.
That makes a big difference.
So this had to be a part-time job.
Right.
So that's insane. Okay, I thought he was getting paid $368,000 a year.
I was like, man, sign me up.
Well, that's an NBA rookie salary.
Well, that's the scary thing about that was I was like, oh, he had to have been actually doing some wizardry. Mm-hmm. If he's getting paid that much, he must have been doing some shit. Okay, but apparently it is. His name is Ian Brackenbury Chanel.
Of course, sound like a wizard.
He do. 88. So he got the beard.
You got the look. You got the beard.
He was contracted to Christchurch City Council for the past 2 decades to promote the city through acts of wizardry and other wizard-like services. He got $16,000 a year and has been paid a total of $368,000. The wizard, who was born in England, not even from New Zealand, which is crazy. Began performing acts of wizardry and entertainment in public spaces shortly after arriving in New Zealand in 1976. When the council originally tried to stop him, the public protested. In 1982, the New Zealand Art Gallery Directors Association said he had become a living work of art. And then in 1990, the Prime Minister at the time, Mike Moore, asked that he consider becoming the Wizard of New Zealand. He said, I'm concerned that your wizardry is not at the disposal of the entire nation. So basically, he just pulled up from England, started doing wizard shit. They were like, please stop. And then the public protested, and then they're like, all right, we'll hire you. He got paid $16,000 a year for 23 years. And then for some reason, he just got fired. Like, how you get fired at a made-up, imaginary job that had no criteria?
Sounds like blackmail to me. Sounds like he had some shit on somebody. And they was like, well, make me a wizard then. He's like, well, you can't make you a wizard. I was like, well, I'm going to tell everybody that I saw you. He's like, okay, we'll make you a wizard. But we can't pay you a lot. I need $10,000 a year. He's like, well, I'm going to need 20.
A year.
Well, let's meet at 16.
Which is crazy because $16,000 a year is not, I mean, I don't know how New Zealand is, but that's not enough to live off of. Mm. So there was a bunch of people who saw him at his other job.
Right.
Just doing regular stuff. And was like, oh, that's the Wizard of New Zealand. And he's like punching in and stuff like that. Like, if I'm going to be the Wizard of New Zealand, you got to pay all the bills.
Right? You got on your profile, your dating profile, you know, I work at Lowe's. Also a wizard on the side.
That's the craziest part. He was a wizard on the side.
On the side. How's a wizard to your side hustle?
The side hustle is black magic.
Yo, the question is, though, the people that fired him, should they be worried now? Like, is he going to come back with some wizardry now to haunt them at this point?
I mean, the only way you can get fired is either a lack of wizardry or they got somebody new in charge that was like, what is this $16,000 a year going to? A wizard? Right. Get him the fuck out of here. It had to be like a new person getting a paid in power and looking at the budget. Like
Elon Musk?
Yeah, like, I don't give a damn who's... if they protest, get this nigga out of here.
That was Elon. Definitely hated on him.
Let's order more snacks for the break room. Let's cut that wizardry.
Right. Cut the wizard budget.
More snacks for the break room?
More snacks for the break room. Let's level up the break room.
Or maybe the police force was like, we need more money. And they're like, all right, take it from the wizarding. The wizard department. That's insane.
It is.
I wonder what he's gonna do now to make up for that money.
Well, he's got wizardry on his resume, so I mean,
no, legitimately though.
I don't know how you use that previous experience for something else, though.
I have no idea.
Man, that nigga was. I mean, even the photos I'm looking at, he was not that entertaining. Like I thought there'd be like a photo of him doing this, and there'd be like some flashing lights or some fireworks.
Yeah, nothing.
He's just going like this to the camera. Yeah,
that's all he made, $16,000. That's definitely a weekender job, if that. I mean, he work every weekend, honestly.
If they're protesting that, I feel like New Zealand needs some new problems.
New Zealand is very chill, man. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I'm just saying, like, can you imagine taking work off to be like, protesting, like, we want the wizard back. Like, that's not even oppression.
I've always wanted to go. It says, look, he's going to continue his duties even though they're not going to pay him.
Wow. All right, Spider-Man.
He's committed.
Yeah, he's just like.
He's just doing it for free. Come here, come on. I'll do it for free. Come here. Let me
I'm
just,
the hero this town deserves.
Do you think the government's like, damn, why did we even pay him $360?
No, absolutely. That's why free. I feel like it was somebody new that was just like, absolutely not. Somebody like old who's been around since around the time he started might have been like, all right, he's like, people like him. I've met him before. Let's keep him on. But somebody new would be like, no, nah, hell no. That's how big change happens.
Why is he standing on a ladder every time we see him?
Yeah, is that a ladder? I thought that was like a director's chair. Oh, yeah,
nah, he's addressing
ladder.
The people.
I think he's just like the neighborhood crackhead. They'd be like, oh, Clarence still with out there. Clarence.
This is a new story right here. I just actually found this one. I'm going to send it to Hibby just so she have it. But
DIYS.
Yeah. So Elon Musk led a group of investors, and they made $97.4 billion bid for control of OpenAI. And the creator, or the owner of it, Sam Altman, said, no, thank you, but we will buy Twitter for $9.74 billion if you want. Thank you, Sam Altman. Thank you for not allowing this Jurassic-faced predator the opportunity to buy OpenAI. He is just collecting businesses like fucking Thanos with his gauntlet. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be so for real right now, guys. The thing that scares me the most is not Donald Trump. It's really Elon Musk.
No, for real.
Because this man has the ear of the president. He has unlimited funds. Mm-hmm. He has government-based contracts with defense and Starlink, and now they created them. This wasn't even a fucking field. The department he heads up did not exist 2 years ago. Mm. It was created for him. This
Which
man,
one?
Doge, D-O-G-E.
That's the name of his fucking crypto.
Exactly.
Wow.
And so he's going around to all of these initiatives and program saying, hey, we spend too much money here. We need to cut this. Who's that money going to go to? But realistically, that money ain't even his to say that. That's the taxpayers' dollars.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So the fact that he's collecting these companies and his power is a scary fucking thing, bro. Right. I'm telling you, like, I will never buy another Tesla product ever again. I'm not going to continue to support this man who clearly is a racist and a fascist and a bigot and a Nazi. And I don't care. I'm not That's taking crazy. Nothing back.
Nigga did the salute.
You did the salute. I can use my own brain to infer that's what that meant. You haven't come out and denied it.
Right.
Everybody else around you has denied it, but you haven't denied it.
He didn't say it was the Roman salute or whatever?
No, somebody else said that for him.
Right.
Listen, man.
That's crazy.
He should be everyone's biggest fear. Right now. And that's just, bro, this man went from helping to launch PayPal, cashing out on that, creating multiple companies, and led this amazing car company. I'm not going to shit on Tesla because Tesla's fire as fuck. Quality's kind of shit. But the fact that they were first, they were, like, right now, I think they probably have the most advancements when it comes to the technology, when it comes to efficient and electric cars. However, let's be real. He did not come up with that technology. He funded it. He is not the brainchild behind these amazing things.
Really?
He's a person. Fuck no. He's a fucking idiot. Elon Musk has the funds.
Mm-hmm.
He comes from South Africa. Family came for money.
Yeah.
He moved, I think, to Canada. But he is not the brainchild behind
He's not like Tony Stark for real? He's not like, he didn't like build the, I don't know why. I thought he built like the Tesla and then like SpaceX. Like he's not.
No.
Like
no,
the mastermind
he's
behind
not
all
the
this
mastermind.
Shit?
Did you know he was on Joe Rogan's show and it came out that because on Joe Rogan's show he was like, "Yeah, I'm number one in the world in this video game," and come to find out,
Diablo,
he was paying people
no
to
way.
play for him to make him number one. It was not him.
No
doing
way,
it.
Bro. That's, yeah. he was That's such a dumb thing to lie about too.
He was at a concert and sent out a tweet, and somebody got more retweets on their tweet than he did. He called a meeting in the middle of the night. Had the special team come and they built up his Twitter profile so that he would get the most reach over anybody else. No matter how many followers you got, he's gonna get the most reach.
He cheats because he has money. But he is see, not a popular guy.
But you see what him
guy.
And Trump have in common now?
Huh?
You see what him and Trump have in
common. Here's the thing. I think Trump sees through him. Power. I think Trump thinks that he's using him, mm-hmm. and he's just going to give him this shit Both to be quiet. But I believe this nigga's a devil incarnate. Like, I don't trust this man.
He didn't build none of that?
He had the money, bro.
I thought he was like a genius.
Fuck no. Nah.
He's not like a science guy?
Look at his face.
Well, no, he looks dumb.
Look at that mushy,
I just
stupid,
thought he was
no
Tony
corner
Stark.
Having ass. Fuck no. He'd never be as cool as RDJ
like,
as Tony Stark.
Like,
no.
I thought he was making
no,
the
no.
SpaceX
he is,
and all that.
He's a superhero for racists. He's the face of bigotry and fascism. He is a horrible person at soul.
Damn.
He don't even really have contact with his kids. You're the richest man in the world and don't even really fuck with your kids like that.
They've come out and said that?
Ex-wife.
Said about the kids?
Yeah, you know, he's not really doing anything. I read something.
Damn.
That said he's not really active like that.
He got, what, like 11 children?
Or? Like, well, how are you going to be active with all of them? You leading up this department.
Nick Cannon Jr.? Yeah, what?
Billionaires be, like, on top of their PR, too. Like, it'd be, like, Hushed. Happily married.
Wow. Look hard enough, you will find something on Elon Musk. You're going to find some hush money on him. Look hard enough.
Wow. 12 kids? Well, I mean, but if you're a billionaire.
Wealthy, yeah,
one of whom,
he has
11 because one of them is deceased. Rest in peace to that child.
Oh, that sucks.
He met his first wife, Canadian author Justine Wilson, after attending Queen's University in Ontario, Canada. They married in 2000.
Which one is like X? Or doesn't he have like a baby that went viral because of the name?
They all have weird names, yeah.
And listen, bro. That's public
I'm really
enemy
disappointed.
Number one.
I was always like, man, all the shenanigans is one thing, but he's a creative guy. He made all these things. So he's like Thomas Edison. He was just taking everything.
Yeah, he's stealing, just holding the glory of other people's accomplishments.
So Twitter was named after his kid?
Yeah, this is
right. Grimes is wild. Oh, he has a baby with Grimes.
And that child's name is it's like a formula or something.
XAE. Wow. Poor child. He in class. XAE.
This is a perfect example. Right. This is a perfect example of how money doesn't make you cool. This is what happens when lames get money and lames get power. But that shit still don't make you cool. You still ain't popular. Like, people fuck with you because they're either racist and they like the crazy shit that you do. You allow Trump on there. You allow Ye. Don't even get me started on that, nigga. Don't even get me started on that, nigga. Don't even get me started.
But that's
on
why
this
they have
nigga,
so
bro.
Much, so many voids to fill in other ways. That's why there's this power struck. There's this. You gotta be fed. Yeah. You need this attention. Because
they know what we see more than we do.
Yeah. Exactly.
So if we're just like, oh, this dude is lame as hell, he probably knows that more than anybody, and that's why he's doing
exactly
all
these other things to not seem lame as hell.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's To Hear More, and I want to let you know that this episode of DIYS is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. Now, I think over the years of just social media and music, we got a pretty good idea of spotting the red flags in a situation. But do you know how to spot the green flags? Do you know how to spot the green flags within your friendships, within your relationship, in your family? I mean, it's a valid point. We always know what makes us upset, what makes us mad, but have you focused on what makes you happy? What makes you smile? What makes you have joy from interaction from someone? Well, if you haven't, BetterHelp can help you do that, all right? I love BetterHelp for so many reasons. First of all, it's fully online, making therapy affordable and convenient for over 5 million people. Not only that, you get access to a diverse network of fully credentialed therapists. I'm talking about over 30,000, all right? And not only that, you can easily switch therapists at any time for any reason at no additional cost to you. When I first started going to therapy, I say this all the time, took me 6 months to find my therapist. Wasn't vibe with that one, took me another 3 months to find that. When I got with BetterHelp, I tried this one therapist out. At the end of the first session, I was like, yeah, this wasn't really for me. We just didn't connect on a lot of things. The next time I went to therapy the following week, I had a new therapist. It's that easy. Listen, we all have our hurdles and hangups with why we haven't tried. Whether it be your family, friends, wasn't raised like that, whatever it is. But it's your mental health. This is your life. Take full control of it. Do what you need to do. Check out BetterHelp today. Head on over to betterhelp.com/DIYS to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's betterhelp.com/DIYS. BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. Discover your relationship green flags with BetterHelp.
I don't think Kanye thinks he's lame though.
Fuck Kanye.
There's no way.
He don't. He think he's God. No,
that's yeah.
He fuck Kanye.
I'm the dopest nigga to.
And you know what? Fuck it. I'ma say it.
Yeah.
Fuck you rappers that are still supporting Kanye and acting like it's not a fucking problem.
It's enough.
Fuck y'all for leaning on the public and all the people that support you and supporting this fucking bigot as well. Fuck Kanye for continuing to spread hate. It ain't even about how you feel. But when you put it out there on a public platform, you have influence on all these people. You are continuing to spread hate. You have no plan for after you say you hate. It ain't like, fuck these people, we should do this. It's fuck these people, you can't stop Ye. Fuck these people, y'all tried to silence Ye. All right, like, if we're going to start some shit, then, like, what's the common goal? Mm-hmm. What are we trying to start this uprising for? If you're just going online and just spewing hate, you are no different than a racist, than a bigot, than all the people that tried to hold the black community down. You are no different from them. I don't care. I'm sorry. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. This is just my thoughts. It does not reflect the views of DIYS as a whole. It has no effect on Pat or Hippie or any of our guests. But I'm tired of people sitting back and not saying something. No disrespect to Jay. But honestly, I would love to get a comment from you, nigga.
Who, Jay-Z?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to get a comment from, and I know him and B don't really do that type of shit. They stay out of it and understand the business and politics and relationships that you have to keep. But bro, who gonna say it? I can say it all day, but they ain't gonna reach as many people as somebody else will. Y'all know right. That boy fucking up. And ain't nobody saying nothing about it. I ain't saying you need to reach out to him because it feel like he had a point where ain't no pulling him back.
If he was, somebody would have done it by now.
Yeah.
Like his your team is.
Ain't no pulling him back.
I understand, like, he slips up and says, George Bush doesn't care about black people. His team is just like, oh shit, this is live. We can't do anything.
Yeah.
But at this point, it's just like, all right, somebody, you on Twitter saying "Hail Hitler," like,
bro,
where is everybody?
About it. You are exactly
it's so bad right now.
That? He is exactly
it's the worst it's been.
Who I was talking about George Bush is what he said on that Hurricane Katrina.
Hurricane Katrina.
Right now. I'm trying to hold it together. I'm sorry, guys. What he talked about referring to George Bush on Hurricane Katrina. Mm-hmm. With Mike Myers standing by saying, and he just busts out, George Bush doesn't care about black people. You are now that person. You are now the person who only rallies the black community when you want us to support you, when you're going at hateful vengeance at another community. And it's like, come on, y'all, we black. No, motherfucker, we black. You think you OJ. You think you so rich, you'll be on and be above being black. It's not the same thing. You're not in a struggle with this. He gifted game these fucking Maybachs that he had that fucking paint job put on, like that silver paint job or that chrome paint job. Mm-hmm. Paid all this money showing all these pictures, and you just give him the game and like, oh, game post, oh, the documentary 3 is gonna be a classic. So what, nigga? We don't care about that either. Cause you fucking with the ops too. Anybody that's not about the upliftment of the black community, that's not about equality for the black community, I don't give a fuck what you got coming on, bro. You hanging with the ops, in my opinion. You hanging with a known racist and a known bigot.
It would
be the same if you were hanging with Elon Musk. I would look at you the same way. I'm going to put it out there. And I don't care because y'all niggas see this shit happening and because y'all want to track from this nigga or you don't want to upset him or have him tweet about you. You too fucking
politics,
scared to say
yeah.
anything. And that's pussy.
What's crazy about Kanye is, like, I think that he has a lot of, like, leader qualities. And he knows how to, like, rile people up.
So did Hitler.
That's what I'm... Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And that was actually a shock when I started seeing, like, Hitler documentaries that was just focused on the art of what he did.
Yeah.
Because I was just like, holy shit. But then it was like, oh, people are dissecting how he's good at getting people together.
Gather people around, yeah.
And that's why, like, cult leaders are so popular now. I just think that Kanye went past relatability.
Yeah.
At first he was talking about dropping out from school and like shit that like the first three albums was like very, very relatable and he was really good at it. Now he's like going online and championing a struggle we don't have. Like all these elite things and he's saying that all these, you know, Jewish people are doing all this evil stuff and he's saying all this stuff that we can't relate to.
Right.
But it's also like the way he's going about it is like, bro, even if I was in your position, I'm not ever tweeting Hail Hitler. Like that there's nothing that could be happening on an elite level to even
unless you got hacked.
No, yeah, like, no, what?
That was him.
He said, I'm a Nazi.
So this just like happened. That's,
there's no defending it at this point.
No, at 6 a.m. today, they deactivated his account.
Well, he said he did it.
Oh, wow.
He said he did it. He said he did it. Thanks for letting me get it. Thanks for letting me say my piece or clear my chest, Elon. I'm signing
you
out of Twitter.
Drop the mic and yeah. Turn. That's like when you are playing a game and getting your ass whooped and you just turn the game off. Ain't nobody playing the mic.
Yeah, but he's saying he did it, but he could have not did it.
I mean, yeah, it's very possible.
But also, it's Elon, so he probably did do it.
didn't Jay-Z and Kanye have a song called like OJ? Oh, that's not OJ?
No, that was just Jay.
That was just Jay. Yeah. Okay, because I'm on his music videos, black and white and all that. Yeah.
This motherfucker said he don't hang with funny niggas. Funny niggas is broke. Yes. And they just trying to get chicks to laugh and don't peep the fact that they don't have money.
That's the thing. Like, even if
sound like a knock on comedy,
even if he was, even if he was like fighting the elite, he's doing other stuff that's making his credibility crazy. Like, he'll do all that and then be like, "All right, here's 20 porn videos in a row."
Right.
Or just like he'll go on a rant about how he hates fat bitches. Like, it's like what? There's no cohesiveness.
Bro.
He's
a master at manipulation and getting you riled up, and that's definitely what he got to do. But, like, here's the thing, man. Hopefully someday everybody wakes up and we all recognize the people that are really for us. And this isn't just a black thing. This is about, like, just equality and just human rights. If people are not for that and they're pushing an alternative message, then I ain't really fucking with it. Like, especially if you're from the black community and you pushing this type of hatred and you're not really about the uplifting of all of us. Mm-hmm. It's just about you. And you say you can't hang with funny niggas because they broke. You thought you were funny.
Right.
Goofy motherfucker. Like, and you're not, bro. You're not. You're walking around with that stupid shit in your mouth, nigga. We're not laughing with you. We're laughing at your goofy ass.
I did not know he was dissing comics like that. Right. That's so random.
Wait a minute.
That's so random.
But you know, that's the thing, though, too. It all comes back down to how secure you are within yourself. Because how many comedy shows have we all, like, done? And it's dudes with money. You play for this team. But we go up there and we pop them giggles off. Mm-hmm. And it's like they have a moment of, man, it's a superpower that everybody can't tap into. I mean,
rappers want to be funny, too, though. Singers want to be gangsters. Singers and rappers want to be gangsters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Gangsters want to be in entertainment. Rappers want to be funny. You see a lot of rappers host comedy shows and shit. Like 50 just did one for the Super Bowl. Did a comedy show.
Athletes want to do music.
Like, right? And yeah, you just not funny, nigga. Nigga thinks you're funny, nigga. You're not funny, bro.
He said he has people on his payroll that laugh at his jokes.
And that's the lamest shit ever, bro.
But that's why it comes
to
like
he did go like Dave Chappelle. I'm happy about that, though. I feel like Chappelle's next special is going to be insane.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I love when people go at the wrong people. Like, whenever somebody's having a rant, you're just like, ugh. And then they, like, turn it towards Dave Chappelle or 50 Cent, and you're like, yes.
This is
going to get so good.
He won't say nothing about 50, though. Because 50 be on that act. 50 don't give a fuck. This nigga.
50's undefeated.
This nigga went in.
He's the king of petty, though.
And
for sure.
He is, but at the same time, it's also like, nigga, come on, bro. You almost 50, bro. You got to let that shit go. Like
50's above Kendrick in terms of pettiness. Because, like, Kendrick will do it for the culture and get rewarded for it.
Yeah.
But 50 will take it until you guys die. He'll do the money thing and try to, like, smoke you out. Like, he'll really ruin your life. Like, Kendrick was just super embarrassing. Like,
what did he do to Ja Rule, bro? Didn't he buy all the tickets at Ja Rule's show?
Right. That's like beyond that? Embarrassing.
This nigga. I can't say all that shit about Kanye without saying that shit about 50. Like, that, I'm gonna be honest with you, that gimmick's getting kind of old. Like, right? Like,
what?
50? Here's the thing.
I love it.
Irv Gotti died.
Yep.
Irv Gotti passed away. Rest in peace. Yeah. This nigga, 50 posted a picture, said, smoking on that Gotti pack. Like how they used to do in Chicago,
damn,
like
smoking up.
For sure.
Bro, like he has, and it's like, bro, I get it.
But didn't he like order the hit?
Yeah, I get it. But like, bro, now that's becoming your moniker. That's becoming what you're known for. But I'm saying, like, now it's overshadowing the music. Like, niggas be like, oh, this nigga always trolling, but you get rich or die trying, still fighting. That's not in the conversation. It's just like, oh, here you go, this nigga beefing with somebody again. You almost 50.
I like it with 50 because it seems like it's always down. He's like, I follow 50 his entire career, and he came up off How to Rob. He was like his first,
yeah.
You know, talking about robbing the whole industry. So he started off trolling, and then he got shot and kept trolling, and then music wasn't working as well, so he went into film, got really good at that, and now he's still trolling. Like, It's so dope. Yeah. I get so happy when somebody starts beefing with 50.
And 50 is, he doing big things in my hometown now, Shreveport, Louisiana, man.
Oh, that's where I heard Shreveport.
So shout out to Phil for doing that, man. He did some comedy shows out there. I seen Lance, a whole bunch of comedy shows out there. Like,
damn. How you feel about Hurricane Chris? Wasn't Hurricane Chris mad about that? Huh? Wasn't Hurricane Chris mad about that?
Yeah, because he was like, you ain't putting none of the niggas from Shreveport on the shit you got going on. You know what I'm saying? You got
Rob Cosby was on that show. I know Rob
Cosby. He had some local cast on there.
Rob Cosby, shout out to Rob
but
Cosby.
But when they didn't call you, you know what I'm saying? Then it seems like, well, you got, you know, everybody.
Yeah. That's what it really came down to.
Yeah, that's what it really came down to.
I actually went to high school with Hurricane Chris, too.
For real?
Yeah, Hurricane Chris, we used to freestyle on lunch break. Well, not me. But they used to freestyle lunch break, mm-hmm. and I saw mm-hmm. so to see his career take off. Damn, hey, I was doing some real. Yeah, hey, baby, all that shit was hitting, man.
That's crazy.
Well, listen, it's just about time for us to get up out of here. Honestly, we really need to actually let the people know what you got coming up. I know you got the joint going down in San Diego. Word. Let the people know the dates, where they can find the dates, Word. Where they can find your information, all of that before we go on.
Most def. So the show is called Empire Strips Back. I MC that show. So it's a Wednesday through Sunday residency. 7:30 shows Wednesday through Friday. 2 shows on Saturday and a matinee on Sunday.
That's so dope.
So I'll be commuting between here and LA. I'm trying to confirm Chocolate Sundays on next Sunday.
Okay.
They got me for the 11:45 show definitely on Sunday. But definitely, weeks. Yeah. Oh shit. All right. Yeah. Well, follow me at Charlie Wilson TV. I'm gonna stay active around the city. Definitely tap in. Yeah, Charlie Wilson TV. Holla at your boy
on Instagram. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, as always, we always appreciate you guys coming up, pulling up, hanging out with us, man. Scary Squad, we love y'all. Everybody that's watching on Thursday, we love y'all too. I'm To Hear More.
I'm Patrick Cloud.
We'll see you next week on another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary.
Later.
Peace, guys.